Strokes Shoe Swap.
Dave, these high heels are so hard to walk in. I don't want to swap shoes anymore.
Hands up if you've never played with Lego before as a kid. Oh, no show of hands here. Looks like we all have. I mean,
well, you mean the two of us.
Yeah, that's right. Well, I suppose, Jade, no matter what your inclination was as a kid, there was always a sort of Lego theme set to accompany your interest as a, you know, as a child growing up. And what I found out was that, you know, I wasn't the toughest kid on the block, even, you know, even as a child, you know, as a really sort of out there, very loud kind of boy. I wasn't just the tough kid, you know. I liked sort of playing indoors. I wasn't a sporty kind of kid. So, you know what? When you mentioned that you grew up with Lego, I was like, hey, I play Lego too. And then I went home and because it's a shoe swap, you know, I'm meant to walk a day in yours. And then yeah. I look at your Lego set and I look at the Lego set I grew up with. I'm like, I don't know why my mum let me buy the pink ones. I don't know why, but my excuse to my mum was I wanted the ponies.
Yeah.
Like, I wanted the little toy ponies, and they don't have little toy pony ones on the boy pirate sets.
Well, see, I think I remember it not being as, you know, today you can get Harry Potter, Lego and all that kind of stuff. You couldn't get that in my day, you know. I mean, you could get the policeman.
Exactly.
It, I used to beg my mum, like, because remember back in the day where you could get the tiny box and then you'd build, like...
The city?
Yeah.
Look, my dad was tight, so all I got was the tiny box.
Yeah, okay. But you'd go in every week and you'd be like, can I get in a little box of Lego?
And you know what? I never thought of myself as a salesman until when I do this shoe swap this week, and I think sales is in my blood. I am born to, you know, pester people to buy me stuff or to purchase stuff. As a kid, I used the smaller sets. It's interesting you just brought this up, Jay. The smaller sets were the easiest sales for me because I could convince my dad because it's small, it's insignificant, plus it's cheap. So it was always an easy sale for me. He would always buy the small ones for me. And before you know it, at the end of the month, he realized he's just spent every weekend buying Lego sets for me without knowing. So, you know, as you mentioned before, Lego's billion-dollar empire didn't start off with Harry Potter and whatnot. It started off with the humble Lego bricks, you know, most commonly typified as colorful sort of interlocking plastic blocks. And of course, the accompanying array of gears, minifigures, which I loved. Jade, I seriously used to buy Lego sets, like massive, massive, expensive Lego sets, just because I like the cute minifigures. I like the bikini the girl was wearing or the colored pants they had on. I had to have it. So that was how I bought Lego, you know.
Yeah.
The Lego pieces, regardless of their variety, can be assembled and connected in a number of ways. Now, I don't know about you, but as a kid, I never read the instructions. I never, not once, followed the instructions through to make what the picture was in a box. When I saw Lego sets, it was like shopping at Kmart or something.
Yeah.
I make a list of what I want. I look at the box, I'm like, all right, it's a monkey there. Oh, I don't have a palm tree. Maybe I should get a palm tree. I don't look at the big picture. I look at what's in it.
Yeah.
What's in it for me to construct what I want. And in order to construct what I want, I need a monkey. Even if it means it's a $200 set that comes with a monkey. I have the $200 set just for the monkey. And I'll throw the rest of the pieces aside. So I don't know. Did you follow instructions when you were building your Lego sets?
I don't think that I necessarily would follow instructions. I think that I saw it more as let's get as much as I had ice cream tubs, you know, full of Lego, and you just go and just throw it on the floor, and then, you know, you get your little piece of grass, and then I build whatever I wanted.
That was what it was like for me as well, and I appreciate that, the creativity that came with that. I never conformed to the instructions in a box, you know. And like you mentioned before, when we were kids, Lego sets were simply very vaguely themed, like space or jungle safari. Oh, yep. I got so many jungle safari ones. towns, city, like the policeman ones, the fireman ones, you know, holiday locations. I think that was an euphemism for the girly set because they had like the country club, which I got as well.
Oh, really?
And the holiday beach house that came with all the little stickers for the horses' barnyards.
I don't really remember that one, ones that were that complicated.
Oh, no, it was cool, man. It was cool. Like, they came with ice creams. I'm like, I wanted a Lego set with the little ice creams in it. So, and a little puppy, you know.
Yeah.
So, that was why I wanted a girly set. So, I don't know why my mom gave into that, you know. I'm starting to think that she is right for blaming herself for turning me gay. Of course, there were the medieval castles, which I got a lot of as well, and the Wild West, how camp, and the pirates and the Arctic explorers. These days, however, we've seen those classic themes, you know, being done to death already, and in conjunction with Lego's ever-increasing ubiquity, I should say, because I can't pronounce these words that I write.
Yes.
In conjunction with Lego's ubiquity, there's a lot more commercial marriages between Lego sets and films and TV shows. Nowadays, we're seeing lots of cross-promotion from, like, SpongeBob, you know, Harry Potter, Batman, Star Wars, Spider-Man. You name it, they reincarnate themselves into, you know, Lego versions. And you know what's interesting? Back in my day, I used my hands to build Lego sets.
Yes.
These days, they're available on PC, PlayStation, really? And all that. That takes the fun out of it.
Oh, yeah. There's a PlayStation game I can think of that comes to mind.
I know, but I just think, what about the hands-on creativity of that? You don't want to be using your joystick to move the pieces. That's not what Lego is all about. And as a kid, I loved, you know, that kind of creative aspect to it. You know, fair enough, I loved my stuffed toys and all that. Like I said, I was a very indoor kid. I was never one for sports and rough and tumble. But that was my expression of creativity, you know. And you know what, Jade? Given my current job now,
yes,
I sit on the phones all day and I take billing inquiries and complaints. I need things to occupy my hands, so I'm thinking of bringing my Lego set into work now.
I sometimes wish that I had kept some of those toys that I had when I was younger. Mm-hmm. My parents are actually moving house, and sometimes, you know, like I've actually found an old rabbit that I had since the time I was a baby that's like basically ratty and like, yeah, so I really liked those toys, you know, and I wish that I had held on to them, but I haven't, obviously, because I've lived in tiny apartments where there's no room for that kind of thing.
Well, Jade, obviously that little ratty rabbit would be older than me.
Yes, it is older than you, considering I had it since the day I was born.
Oh, God. Now, while Jade and I are reminiscing about our favourite childhood toys as part of our shoe swap theme, perhaps as a celebration, you'd like to message us what your favourite toy was when you were growing up. We'll be very interested to hear who had, like, little teddies or, like, what are they called? Cabbage Patch. Oh, God.
Oh, yeah, Cabbage Patch.
Boo hiss. But, yeah, who had, like, a cabbage
Barbie dolls. Patch?
Barbies.
G.I. Joe.
Anything that you grew up with, like a toy of affection.
Yes.
The number is 0427JOY949. We'd love to hear about your toys and whatnot.
Yes, or you can email onair@joy.org.au. And while you're at it, have a stab.
At our theme
for our songs tonight.
Yeah, pay very close attention to the title and sometimes the artist as well. Mm-hmm. There is definitely an underlying theme going on. And you know what? We just received an SMS before, someone saying, is it groups? No, it is not groups. That was last week, wasn't it? Oh, no, we did covers.
Last week was covers. The week before was groups.
So, yeah, sorry, but the theme is not groups. Keep trying, though. 0427JOY949. What is the underlying theme for our music tonight? Coming up next, Jade Gulliver, reminiscing on teddy bears.
It'll be very informative.
Oh, cuddly.
A very special shoe swap. You can listen to Different Strokes live on Joy 94.9, Wednesday nights, 11 to 1. For more information, go to joy.org.au or myspace.com/Different Strokes Radio.